Hey, let's talk Gillette.
What's happening in Gillette? Next week on November 5th is a Gillette City Council meeting. Before we get to the agenda, let's take a look at some other City of Gillette happenings in the next week or two. Or not just the City of Gillette, but all across the country, since November 5th is Election Day. Remember to get out and vote, but before you do, make sure you're informed about the issues you'll be voting on. As I typed this script, the computer tried to suggest that what I wanted to say was the issues you'll be bothered about, which is, to be honest, fair. You can get informed by reviewing the candidate forums hosted by the League of Women Voters or the Right Candidate Forums, which are all available to stream on gillettewy.gov/GPA. On election night, after the city council meeting, stay tuned on GPA Channel 192 for live election night coverage, featuring interviews with the candidates and updates from the progress of the counts at the courthouse. As the 5th is election night, and they do the counts at the courthouse, the county commissioner meeting that would usually be on November 5th will instead be on Thursday, November 7th at 9 a.m., when it will televise on Gillette Public Access Television as normal. Monday, November 11th is Veterans Day, and so, in honor of our veterans and in recognition of the sacrifices they make, city offices will be closed. If your regular trash day is Monday, it will be picked up on Tuesday instead. There will also be a parade on Veterans Day starting at 1 o'clock p.m. and proceeding down 2nd Street. Here's what's on the November 5th City Council agenda. There's a street and parking lot closure for Council to consider, closing the front half of 3rd Street Plaza and City Parking Lot B on December 7th from 2:30 to 8:30 p.m., requested by Gillette Main Street, and another parking lot closure on November 9th, closing the Burlington Lake parking lot from 8 a.m. to noon for a Girls on the Run 5K. Council will consider authorizing the mayor to sign Amendment Number 18 to the Telecommunications Raceway Lease Agreement. We've got two optional 1% sales tax supported projects ready for Council to accept at this meeting. When they accept the public improvements for the Central Control Improvements Phase 1 project and the McCann Heights Reconstruction Project. And there's also an optional 1% supported bid award for the Heritage Lift Station project. Council will also accept the public improvements for the Council of Community Services parking lot project. This is the project the city staff administered for the Council of Community Services, although it was funded by the Council of Community Services and a grant. So it's more like the city council is accepting the public improvements on their behalf. Council will consider entering a professional services agreement for the Killarney Subdivision Water Main Replacement Project. The NZ practice fields over by Thunder Basin will be getting some work done, pending council acceptance of the bid award for the NZ practice fields improvements project. A couple of city planning type items, with a resolution approving and authorizing the minor subdivision of the Dodrill subdivision, and a resolution approving and authorizing the final plat of lots 7, B, C, and D of the Sharon subdivision. Then there's a bunch of pre-annexation stuff. Council will consider approving the pre-annexation agreement with Hoskinson Biotechnology for property at 460 Highway 50, and then they will amend two other pre-annexation agreements for properties that are adjacent to the other one. Council will accept a couple of bids for new vehicles. One is a new 2025 3/4-ton four-wheel drive long wheelbase extended cab pickup, and the other is a new turnkey Alltech AT40G telescoping articulating aerial device with ISO boom mounted on an appropriate 2026 extended cab with chassis and correct cab to axle measurements and adequate gross vehicle weight rating, which is to say, basically a bucket truck of the sort used by electrical linemen. The Espresso Lube has applied for a bar and grill liquor license, so there will be a public hearing and council consideration for that. Council will also have the first budget amendment for the 2024-2025 fiscal year, which adds $112,631,158 in expenditure authority. Most of that, $99,115,621, is carryover requests funded by application of unassigned cash and/or offsetting revenue. For a complete breakdown of what's involved in the budget amendment, you can check the item in the City Council agenda available on the website. That's a brief look at the November 5th meeting. You can find the agenda on the city website, gillettewy.gov, and click on any item link in the agenda to get a deeper explanation of the topic and see any supporting documentation. City Council meetings are broadcast live on GPA TV cable channel 192, as well as streaming online at gillettewy.gov/GPA, where you can also find past meetings archived. Let's Talk Gillette is a production of Gillette Public Access Television and the City of Gillette. For more information on city operations, visit the city's website, gillettewy.gov, or follow the City of Gillette on Facebook or Instagram.